Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan is running everything for us. And Meredith's taking your phone calls and doing 2020s. 216-474-0092. Dan Wetzel, ESPN senior writer, covers a lot of things, but college in particular. Dan, formerly with Yahoo, going to join us at 12:20 to talk about some of that stuff that's going on that is really interesting in college athletics.
A lot of stuff going on.
I want to follow up what Hughes Norton said in our conversation with Hughes, the golf agent who just joined us. Hughes, author of a golf book. He knows the game in and out, the business side of it. And live tour players have contracts that are expiring. And he said, you know, there's some animosity back in the day. Animosity, maybe not as much. Brooks Koepka's contract's coming up. Same thing with Bryson DeChambeau. That's after next season. Dustin Johnson up after this season. They've already been paid. Dustin may not want to play anymore. Who knows? He's 40.
True.
You're going to retire at 40? Man, if you got more money than you know what to do with and you're married to Paulina Gretzky, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Said he wants to be a sports dad. Take his kid to games.
I respect that. Yep. If you got the cash to do it, go for it.
Absolutely.
And it's not like he's going to have any trouble getting NHL tickets.
What did you think about what Hughes said where, okay, the PGA Tour may be thinking these guys will owe them money? That's one aspect of it. I don't see that one either. But I can see them maybe, Andy, making them qualify. They gave up their PGA Tour cards.
Unless they went to live. You know, if they won a major, then they should just be good to go on all this other stuff. I mean, I still think you have to look at the rules of competition going into every event, right? So, like, you know how you get exemptions, and I don't know.
Yeah, if they have exemptions.
Then you got to let them play. I don't see why you wouldn't.
Especially
if I was a sponsor, I would want them. And, you know, there's also sponsor exemptions, too. So that's always a beautiful thing when you're a good player.
And then if they got on tour and won an event, then you get an exemption.
Is it going to be humiliating to send them back to Q school? Is that humiliating for some of the top players in the world?
For one thing. Don't you have to come up with some kind of criteria to allow them back on tour? Because there are only a limited number of players who have qualified to be on tour every year.
You could have a group with a resume review that rubber stamps it and lets them through, right? Someone on tour that says, hey.
It happened to Red and Shawshank.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally.
Once he didn't realize what...
Go ahead, Sonny.
What does rehabilitation really mean, Jeff?
I think Brooks Koepka is rehabilitated.
Can I go to the bathroom? Yes. Stop asking.
I'm curious to see what they do. I mean, I can't wait until Bryson DeChambeau is back on tour. Brooks Koepka is back on tour. If they're going to do that. I can't wait till John Rahm's back on tour myself.
They should have to pay a fine, probably.
But why? You're allowed to leave a job.
Yeah.
And then go get paid a lot more money and then go back to the other job.
Then maybe Q school is the right answer. Everyone else had to be there that way, and you may have had to do that once before. So,
and see, that to me is not an insult. I mean, you have to qualify to be on the PGA Tour, either through being on the money list or getting a spot through Q School. And, you know, maybe they could do it by what they won in majors on the money list, something like that, if they're a free agent after their live contracts have expired. But still, I mean, what would you think if, and I forget how many guys are on tour now, so 150, something like that? What if you were in spot 149? And here comes Brooks Koepka, and here come Bryson DeChambeau, and they didn't do anything to qualify, but they put them on tour and knocked you out. That would stink.
Do you expand it?
It's worked really well without expanding it. I would think not.
Well, it's good for the Corn Ferry Tour then?
Well,
it'll back folks back onto that. I don't have an answer for you. If they can play and they can be competitive and they're going to be a top 15 player every week, I think it.
But
don't cut off your nose to spite your face.
No, but you do have to qualify in some way, shape, or form.
And that's what the game's all about. I agree with that.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, all right, I'll buy it.
I'm okay with that. Watching game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night.
Yes.
I started thinking about Baskin.
What'd you think about?
Well, game 1 was overtime. It was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And Edmonton won that game. That was a great game. Mm-hmm. And then game 2 was double overtime. And Florida won that game. And that was fabulous. And then last night, kind of a blowout. Florida jumps out to a big lead early. And Edmonton turns it into WWF. And they're going after, who was it? And I'm not a hockey.
Isn't it WWE? Keep going.
World Wrestling Federation. Now it's World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah. It was World Wildlife Federation sued them or whatever.
Yep, they got sued by it, which is why there's a great logo out there of one panda, the standard logo of the World Wildlife Fund.
Jumping off the top rope?
No, the second panda behind him is holding a chair. It's fantastic. It's one of the funniest logos out there.
I still love it that they figured it. WWF? No, WWE.
Sure.
There we go. It works out just fine. Regardless, we know what I was talking about there. But they started fighting like crazy in the second period. I mean, it was nasty. Yeah. And then in the third period, they kept it going. And the guys who were announcing the game said, you better keep your head on a swivel here in the third period because it's going to get nasty. And they were right.
It was 4-1.
And Edmonton just kind of, you know, physically went after him. But this struck me.
Okay.
And Baskin agreed with me.
Yep.
I said, Andy, why is it that these guys throw off the gloves? Right? They throw off the gloves so that they can go ahead and punch. And then they punch guys wearing helmets. What the hey is going on there? I took off my gloves so that I could expose my hand to punching a guy wearing a helmet.
Yep. Why?
What the hey?
Well, part of it's the entertainment value. Part of it is that fighting is regulated by the sport. It's regulated. It's, you know, you don't get kicked out of games for it. You spend a little time in that little room where they make you think about your sins, and then they make you come back out. Okay?
They go into the referees go into WWE mode. They're all of a sudden wrestle.
Yeah, but they're not stupid. They know when to hop in. They know when guys are tired. They know when guys actually kind of want to get out of the fight because they're so tired too.
And some of the fights were terrible. Lot, yeah. You grab somebody and hold on.
No, that's
and
all
then occasionally take a body shot.
Well, there's a lot of
or hit
him like
upside
that.
The helmet and bust up your hand.
Yeah, well, I don't understand. I mean, you're trying for the face, obviously, and that's really it's the only open area that
uppercut
you can hit.
Under the mask.
Yeah, you're trying to hit him in the face. I mean, it is what it is. I personally think the game is a great game. It doesn't need fighting.
It's a beautiful game.
But if you go back and watch the first couple of goals, they're all goals that I can show you that when you learn to play the game. It's these fighting goals and making sure that you can find angles. And the second goal of the game was just beautiful. It was, you know, bar to bar, bar down, and then it hit the back bar and went in. It's so hard, and you need such a precision shot to make some of those shots. That it's amazing to watch the ability of these guys and how they can just turn, you know, just it's like a baseball pitcher who can you know, just kind of find the corner there. Only this time you're doing it with a puck, and it's just, it's, I don't, it's a great game. I don't think it needs fighting. I truthfully don't. But I do understand in this situation when you're playing, and you could kind of see it a little bit at the end of game two, things were getting a little bit, you know, you play a team over and over and over again.
A little chippy.
Yeah, it's just, I understand the chippiness. And this wasn't a close game. So if someone had been aggravating you for a couple days, or you just wanted to try to knock somebody out or get them down, you know, just mess up their game, it was the night to do it. It really was. And, you know, the part of the problem in last night's game, and without getting in too much into the X's and O's, were the turnovers again. It's the same as basketball. It's not really hard to figure that out. And, you know, you can't hand the puck over, what, 12 times last night, Edmonton did, and expect to win games. You just can't hand the puck away. It's too precious, and you don't have that much time to hang on to the puck. You talk about the stars of the game. What do they touch the puck? Up to maybe 2 minutes a game, if you're lucky. You know, a lot of guys don't even see that much action. So I think that's part of the issue. It was not our best game that we've seen so far in the Stanley Cup, in the Stanley Cup finals themselves, but they'll bounce back. There'll be another good game, and it'll be kind of fun to watch.
As a non-diehard hockey fan,
yeah,
I do enjoy watching the Stanley Cup. Two things strike me, and this is a non-diehard. It's like you're all fired up, you know, you're enjoying the game. Okay, let's shut her down for about, what, 15 minutes while we fix the ice. It's like, okay.
So do you know
now? Do I go take my shower? What do I do?
So why do they do that? Do you know why?
Yeah. So
why are there three periods instead of four?
Because of the ice.
It's the ice. So yeah. When they originally invented the game, they played two halves when there were barely any teams. And then it was before Zambonis, and it would take forever. They would send like 15, 20 people out on the ice with shovels and water, and they'd resurface the ice, and they'd go back out. And then I can't remember if it was Conn Smythe. I think it was Conn Smythe was the one that came up with the idea. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. He was the one that came out with the idea that said, hey, you know what? The ice is horrible at the end of the first half, and it's horrible at the end of the game, so why don't we take the 60-minute game and split it? And now all of a sudden we'll have two intermissions instead of one, and we can probably sell more beer.
Well, and they do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you have time to go do the dishes.
Can we go back to fighting for 1 second?
Yeah, I wanted to say this about it.
Sure.
I'm not a diehard.
No.
When I was watching the fighting last night, I thought, just could you just play hockey? I tuned in to watch hockey. I didn't tune in to watch you guys not really fight very well and be stupid enough to drop your gloves and hit guys with helmets in the head.
Yeah, I will tell you that the thing, and I know a lot of hockey people hate me for saying this, the one biggest pet peeve I have about the game itself, and it's not, and by the way, fighting is highly regulated at the younger level. So if you're in high school and you decide you want to throw a punch, you're done for a couple games. And then if you want to do it again, you can call your season goodbye, especially when you only have, at the most, you know, you might get to play 35 games a year if you're lucky. So it's not worth throwing a punch when you're at the high school level or if you're younger than that. But it's the kids that always feel like that I've got to protect my goalie if somebody shoots after the whistle. And it absolutely drives me crazy when your team takes a penalty for protecting the goalie for something silly right after a shot that maybe a guy came in and tried to poke the puck away before the whistle. Guess what? We tell every kid to play until the whistle. But the biggest thing is that these goalies are wearing thousands of dollars worth of pads. Thousands. They're the most protected player on the ice without a doubt. So you want to tell me how some, you know, scrappy 94-pound kid is going to protect a goalie that's wearing, I don't know, 400 or 500 pounds of equipment. I'm exaggerating, but no. Wearing so much equipment to protect themselves, it is really, really hard to hurt a goalie. I understand that their fingers are in the way and stuff like that, but they're the dumbest penalties you can see in all of hockey. Are kids that decide to come in after the fact, after a goalie, someone said something to a goalie or somebody just kind of touched a goalie. Oh my God, don't be so sensitive.
Florida Panthers leading the Stanley Cup 2-1 over Edmonton. Dan Wetzel, ESPN senior writer. Dan was with Yahoo for a long time. He's been with us many times over the years. College paying athletes, flat out now legal, according to the courts. We'll see how it goes. Wetzel will have insight for us next on Baskin and Phelps. And don't forget, 1 o'clock hour, in fact, maybe even a little sooner, Browns at Mandatory Minicamp. You will hear press conferences live right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's some legal ramifications hitting college sports, and we touched on it yesterday a little bit. I've heard it said, and I don't know that this is an extreme or if it's not an extreme, that college sports as we know it, even the different version that we've known as of late, is never going to be the same. Guessing that's true. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dan Wetzel joins us, was with Yahoo for 22 years, now with ESPN. Dan, before we get to the college, new gig treating you okay? Everything good?
Going well so far.
Good.
Still employed.
Well,
Still employed.
Congratulations for you. That's always the first thing. When you heard the legal ramifications of the college stuff, college is now able to have employees, athletes, one and the same. Your initial thought was what?
Well, they're able to share revenue directly. They're not employing them. And that is a key distinction that they will eventually they're going to have to employ them, I think. But we're probably like two or three more legal cases away from that. But they're able to directly share revenue, which is the same thing, except, not quite. What did I think? I'm not sure. This is expected. We're kind of waiting for the ratification of it. It's the official end of amateurism in college athletics. I mean, you're going to have, an Ohio State give ticket revenue, use the money they have for ticket revenue and media rights and donations and merch sales and all that. And they're going to directly compensate the players. But I actually think it kind of brings back the old system of under the table payments. The potential for abuse, the potential for all sorts of things in terms of football and basketball, because there's sort of an artificial cap on how much they're going to be able to pay these kids. So what we had the last few years is pretty wild, but it was mainly because the under the table stuff was out in the open. And it might have been jarring to some, but now we're kind of putting it back under the table.
So give me an example of under the table gets paid in the new system? Like, how does that work?
So there's $20.5 million next year that a school can pay. Almost the vast majority of it is going to go to football players.
Mm-hmm.
And men's basketball. But let's say you've got to dole that out through your whole team. So if you look at that amount of money, it's really not, forgive me, but it's not that much money when you have a 85 person football team and a 12 man men's basketball team. Right. So you can say, hey, we're going to give $500,000 to this player. Let's go with like a Jeremiah Smith. We're going to give $1 million to Jeremiah Smith. Well, he certainly is worth $1 million. Sure. He's actually worth more than that. Well, then he can still get NIL deals. So car dealership in Columbus wants to pay him another $100,000, whatever, they can do it. But what stops a car dealership somewhere else to try to get him to transfer and say, we're going to pay you $500,000. And then there's going to be a clearinghouse to say, well, what is Jeremiah Smith's actual worth? Does he deserve $500,000 or deserve $100,000? And maybe it's only $100,000, but what if we give, there's so many routes to say, well, we'll give you $100,000, but then we'll give you another $100,000 over here. Or we'll give your agent or middleman there. Like, just the same way they used to do it. Once you start capping and saying what someone is worth without making them employees and making them sign contracts like in pro sports,
mm-hmm.
Your value is whatever someone's going to pay you, just like anything is, whether it's your salary or your house or a piece of artwork that I may sit there and say, I wouldn't hang that on my wall for free. Somebody else may say, that's worth $1 million. That's a cherished piece, right? So whatever your value is, so trying to determine what's the actual value of a person in terms of their endorsement potential or what's a reasonable NIL deal is going to be fraught with lawsuits, abuse, all sorts of stuff, I think, because you just really can't do it. You know, what was Caitlin Clark worth when she was at the University of Iowa? If you have like an algorithm or you take history and you say, well, she's an All-American basketball player, maybe she's worth $50,000. Well, she's worth a heck of a lot more than that because she's Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to navigate all of this, this is not the solution to whatever problem, if there was a problem that college sports was dealing with. It's sort of a step in that solution, but it's going to be right back to where there's going to be the same stuff there's always been in the past. These players are worth more than what college sports is saying they're getting paid. And as long as that's the case, there's going to be abuse in anything. You can't really stop the wheels of capitalism.
Dan Wetzel joining us. I threw out a thought yesterday, and Dan with ESPN. I threw out a thought yesterday. What if, and I picked Eastern Michigan. What if Eastern Michigan said, you know what, we're in. Well, yeah, we'll pay $20 million, but we think we need to get a big-time quarterback. And they call fill-in-the-blank top-notch NCAA quarterback and say, would you transfer here for $10 million a year?
Right.
Could stuff like that happen?
Oh, absolutely. Now, would a player sit there and say, who am I throwing it to?
Yes.
Right? Who's blocking? it absolutely can happen. I'll give you a very interesting one that 100% can happen.
All right.
Okay, so let's say there's $20 million. Let's just say there's $20 million. So let's say Ohio State spends $18 million of that on football, $17 million of that on football, which they're going to need to. And they've got $2-3 million left over. They've got now 32 sports to go with. Maybe the men's basketball gets another $2 million of it. And there's $1 million left for everyone else. So let's say their men's basketball roster is worth $2 million. Then you go to St. John's. Okay. They don't have a football program. They can spend $20 million and they can say, we're going to put $18 million of it into basketball. And we have a booster, and they do, a billionaire booster, who can make that $20 million up in donations to our athletic department totally legally and cover the cost, because St. John's athletic department is far smaller than Ohio State's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the money maker of Buckeye football. So their budget might be $80 million. Ohio State's is $260 million or something like that. But you cover that $20 million and you put it in there. And now St. John's has a men's basketball roster worth $18 million and Ohio State has one worth two. Ohio State's not competitive anymore in men's basketball. The whole Big East, schools like that can do that. You could change it and put, let's say, the University of Maine, and you want to do it for hockey. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're going to spend $18 million on hockey, and a school like Ohio State or anyone else that has football is like, well, we got $500,000. That's the most we can spend on our – you're no longer competitive. So are you – let's not make it Ohio State because I don't want to accuse anyone cheating, but let's say school X that is in that situation. Are their men's basketball team going to sit there and say, oh, I guess we're just not any good anymore? Or are they going to find a workaround to catch up?
Can't you balance that out with NIL, though?
That's – Dan? You can catch up that way. What's that?
Can you balance it out with NIL?
Well, but only to a point. You can say, okay, that car dealer wants the star player, but is it worth $18 million? Right? So some of these roster, the way this could get done pretty simply, even legally, is if I'm sitting at St. John's, you're going, this is great. I can make this work. If you get the right boosters to cover the cost, these basketball schools will have an enormous advantage. Could be Dayton, could be Xavier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right in the state. You just sit there and say, hey, we don't have football. We don't have to pay a football roster. All we're paying is basketball. All we're paying is hockey. All we're doing this. So the broad-based athletic department, can you still be good at everything the way an Ohio State, a Michigan, a Florida, a Texas is? Hard to say unless you're going to try to find a way around that or work around to catch up. So there's all sorts of, like, believe me, you talk to coaches right now, college coaches, they'll all be like, oh, we're gonna try to do this, or we think we can do this. Like, in the history of college athletics, they had this massive rule book, right? And it was massive because every time they wrote down a rule, the first thing everyone did was, well, how do I get around that? And so we're kind of back to that. I know people got really jarred by the idea of, hey, you can just spend whatever you want, but it was a deregulated market and everything was on the table. And it wasn't necessarily bad. I didn't think it was bad at all for football. A school like Ohio State spent most of its money keeping its players from going to the NFL, right?
True. That's very true.
And then they win. The year before, it's the exact same thing Michigan did. They kept all their mid-round draft picks, and then they win the national title. What's Penn State doing this year? Keeping all their mid-round draft picks. Those schools never, like, Ohio State could compete for national titles, but Penn State and Michigan never did. Notre Dame made the final. They haven't been in the final since the 80s, right? TCU made a final. More schools are able to compete in the, quote, Wild West that made everyone uncomfortable than the old system where everything gets put underground. But there's so many loopholes and so many little angles here that if you just read the headline, it's very confusing. But believe me, if you're a basketball or a hockey coach or whatever you are, you're thinking of those angles and saying, hey, how can I beat this? And so in terms of men's basketball, I don't necessarily think this will happen, but those Big East basketball schools, those types of schools have an enormous advantage now in paying players over the Big Ten and the SEC because they're not burdened by football.
It's a great angle. Dan, great insight. We appreciate you being with us as always, and congrats on the new gig.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Wetzel, ESPN, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Coming up, Browns at mandatory minicamp. Still on the practice field in Berea. At least that's the word. So when they're not, they will be stepping up to podiums and they will be chatting, and we'll hear those right here on 92.3 The Fan. Tell me this one, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Darius Garland has a big toe injury. We knew that.
Sergeant Hawker, baby.
Kept him out of the some things. We knew that, right?
Yep.
And so then all of a sudden, he has surgery yesterday. That pops up.
Yep.
And the time frame says he'll be ready for normal basketball activities, you know, the start of training camp. But then the time frame said like 4 to 5 months. And if you do the math on that, and then reports coming out that he could miss 10 games or so to start the regular season. Does that catch you all by surprise?
No.
We knew he had the injury.
Yes. And I also heard a lot of people that were like, he shouldn't be, or he, why isn't he playing? He's dressed. I see him on the bench. He's smiling. I mean, I heard the afternoon show did this too yesterday. I agreed with every word they were saying. Like, I just don't, just because a guy's on the bench doesn't mean he can play necessarily. And sometimes rest is good when you get into a situation like that. I'm not saying rest during the playoffs. I think it's different than it is during the regular season. And I think I'm sure the Cavaliers know that. And they would have liked to have had him out on the floor. But no one wants to give anybody an inch when it comes to actually being injured enough. He had to have surgery on the thing. Okay? Probably pretty bad if you had to have surgery on it and probably couldn't have played. And does anyone not remember, like, what was it, the last game? He couldn't even really move down the floor. And I was screaming at the TV to get him out of the game because he couldn't run.
Yeah, it wasn't
so
very
effective. So why would we? I don't care how good you are. If you can't run, you can't play. And you're killing the other four guys on the team when they suddenly are on a penalty kill, 5-on-4. Like, why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense. The guy was injured, and now all of a sudden we want to talk about, well, we got to trade him, we got to trade him, we got to trade him, we got to trade him. You know, if they get hot against Indiana, are you saying the same thing? I got it. They got knocked out after the second round. I understand it. Nobody wanted it. It sucks, right? We're watching Indiana play really good basketball, although in game 2 of the NBA Finals, they weren't as good as they were in game 1 to be able to win that game. I get it. I understand it. But can we? I just think it's a total overreaction. And by the way, if they do trade him, has anyone not listened to Jeff for the last 3 years on this thing? And you know, I just like Jeff has said this constantly. It's not the player. It's not the last name on the end of the on the back of the jersey.
He's a hell of a player.
It's the psychology and the philosophy of the scheme they're trying to run
and the fit. Of fit. What you have on the roster.
Yeah, I was trying to make it a little more impressive.
Yeah. Tim Bontemps is the NBA senior writer for ESPN and does a good job. He was on the morning show today. And the boys talked to him about Darius Garland, Dano. And this is what Bontemps had to say.
At least for next year, I think it's reasonable to go into the season and say, if our core guys are healthy, we think we can go toe-to-toe with Indiana or anybody else in the East. And I think the better question is, you know, when you mention the second apron, do you want to pay Ty Jerome the full mid-level for a few years? Do you want to bring back Sam Merrill for, you know, something approaching $10 million for a few years? I think for this Cavs team, the questions are going to be more around those supporting pieces and how they fit and who should those pieces be and what should they do, rather than what are you going to do with the top four guys on the roster for a whole host of reasons. But I think the biggest one being, They won 64 games last year.
Gentlemen, we now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Through and a bunch of NFL mandatory meetings that we're trying to knock out in this camp, and then back out here tomorrow. But really pleased with the work that the guys put forth today. With that, I'll take any questions.
Kevin, the kind of the modified 7-on-7 that you guys are going on there with the offensive line, and what's kind of the process that you're trying to – what's the accomplishment that you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I think with 7-on-7, you're always looking for ways to get that as close to a team drill without making it an 11-on-11, which you certainly can do. It's harder to do that in the way the rules are written in the offseason program. So when you do 7-on-7, you've seen some teams walk out there with bags or tennis rackets or something. So this is something that we're trying to do is put our offensive line out there, let our other offensive linemen run games and stunts so they're still working their blitz pickup and the quarterbacks get to feel the pocket, get to feel what that's like.
Are you trying to get as many reps to the three new quarterbacks as you can before you get to training camp? I'm excluding Flacco because his reps were really reduced
today. Right. Yeah, just being try to be intentional about everything, Tony. And certainly Joe had fewer reps today. That's obviously on purpose. And just trying to find out, get as much of an evaluation on the guys as we can.
It looked like Dylan obviously went first in your first set of 11-on-11s. And it looks like, I don't know, it looked very efficient, like the lights were really starting to come on for him.
Yeah, I'm pleased with all the young guys, Mary Kay, and their development. There's a lot that goes into this, and these guys work extremely hard. It's something that I would say each position, we're asking them to do something that is a little bit different than what they did in college. And certainly at the quarterback position, there's a lot that goes into it. These guys are all well-coached when we get them, but there's things in the NFL game, just the rules are different in some areas. So I think all these guys are making really good progress.
Kevin, this is the first time we've seen Deontay Johnson out there. What are your impressions on him?
Yeah, Deontay, doing a nice job, obviously getting up to speed with terminology and those type of things, and I think we'll just continue to work, but it's good to have him out here.
In terms of your play action passing game, how do you think the two rookies are adapting to it?
Yeah, I would say for us, Tony, from a system, we want to be able to do to get under center and run play action, be in the gun and run play action, be in the pistol. I mean, we don't want to limit ourselves in any way. I think the quarterbacks as a group are all capable of doing all of that. I think that's the really fun part with this group of quarterbacks. They can kind of do it all. I think it's an impressive group across the board, but I don't think there's a desire to you have to do this or you have to do that.
Gabriel do much of it at Oregon?
I don't think anybody's done much of it in the college game. I was at a high school camp last night. Coach Lombardo and the St. Edward Eagles had their quarterback camp for young kids, and I went over to see Coach Lombardo, and he was teaching under center. And he said, how many of you guys are under center in grade school? And not very many hands went up. So I think as we get them out of high school, out of college, there's just, fewer reps of those going around. So not many guys come in the league with under center.
What about Miles? How nice to see Miles in the house and just looks like he's obviously in great shape and has worked hard.
Yeah, good to have Miles in the building, obviously being around his teammates and, as you can imagine, is in great shape. And, it's good for us to just see where these guys are, get some work in, and obviously expose them to some of the different nuances to what we're doing.
How important just are the conversations between the quarterbacks themselves to getting, not just the rookies on, up to but even a guy like Joe, on the same team?
Yeah, I've told you guys before, and this is the truth, and it's true today even. I thought the discussion that occurs in the quarterback room is outstanding. It's fun. It's high level discussion. It's new for the two young guys, but to hear the experiences of Joe, Kenny, Deshaun, I think it's an impressive thing for those young guys to absorb. And there's a lot of different stories that we hear of the guys, and we have different reps from their careers that they can talk through, but all of that is just invaluable for a young quarterback.
Would Tillman be able to do anything this week?
We'll see. Yeah, they're working hard. They're getting close.
What does that mean for your young guys?
Yeah, more reps. Yeah, more reps for those guys, and we've asked a lot of them. They've done a great job. They work extremely hard. Coach O'Shea, Coach Bravo Brown are working hard with those guys to get them up to speed.
Hey, Kevin, you've always been such a Nick Chubb fan. So did you just comment on him
getting this chance with Texas?
Yeah, obviously, you know, excited for Nick. I haven't talked to him yet, but reached out to him. You know, he's you guys know how I feel about him. He's a huge part of our success here, huge part of this franchise. So we wish him luck, and you know, it's something that we'll obviously stay in touch with him throughout this year.
When's the last time you did talk to Chuck?
Over in the off season at some point. Yeah.
Kevin, you mentioned with the veteran quarterbacks, including Deshaun, how involved is he in those meetings behind the scenes, and what do the young guys get out of his presence?
Yeah, that's the value we have, and veterans in that room. Deshaun's, as you guys know, not practicing, but he's rehabbing, attacking his rehab, and you know, being a resource for young players, which I think is a great message about being a great teammate, being available to all your young players, young and old, being available to your teammates.
And what do you think he gets out of being here in the Bay?
Yeah, I would hope any player that's here, whether they're rehabbing or, you know, practicing, whatever it is, I think there's value in being around your teammates.
Hey, Kevin, we were talking about modifying 7-on-7 a little bit to help the quarterbacks feel the pocket. I imagine that's an effort to try to help them play on time. Is that accurate?
I'd say it's all of the above, Nate. I'd say it's playing on time. It's under spatial awareness. It's feeling where the guard's going to be, feeling where the tackles are going to be. It's finding lanes to throw. When you have a shallow cross coming from left to right, you have to find that lane in the B gap, the C gap, as it moves across. So it's just trying to give them a little bit more of a visual. I've been exposed to people have done it 1,000 different ways. But this is just one way that we feel like is valuable. And it's also valuable for our offensive line because they can work their stunts and games during that time.
When it comes to, like,
couple more,
know, that position, going through the progressions the way you want, getting rid of it when you want, how hard is that?
Well, I think it's the bedrock of being efficient on offense is getting through progressions on time and accurately, obviously, once the ball comes out. But being able to get through a progression is not as easy as it sounds. Your eyes are studying the defenders and seeing what they're doing. And then ultimately you're listening to your feet, to quote an old Gary Kubiak line. I mean, you have a prescribed drop for a play, and that drop and those hitches will take you where the ball is supposed to go. So whenever you do 7-on-7, you know, naturally that's an advantage offensive drill because there's no pass rush, but you want the quarterbacks to put themselves in the game as much as they can and stay true to their feet, stay true to their progression.
Kevin, Joel last week was talking about increased toughness, feeling like there's increased toughness, emphasis on that. How much has there been a topic of conversation, not just with the offensive line, but across the board, you know, increasing toughness, you know, building that up a little bit?
Well, I think the easy part is to talk about it. That's the easy part you can do. I think the hard part is making sure that we have, you know, players, coaches, we're putting them through a program that is callousing up our bodies, our minds. So the work is hard, but the easy part would be to talk about it.
Good.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thank
you. That's Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. Press conferences on the Fan, brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com. Players coming up from Berea. Myles Garrett in mandatory minicamp. Maybe he'll be one of them. We heard about quarterback talk. More player sound coming up in just a second right here. Press conferences on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.